You're listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, a conversation between two great friends with over 70 years ministry between them. Ministering on opposite sides of the border, Dr. Al Stone pastors the Bible Baptist Church in St. Thomas, Ontario, Canada, while Pastor Dan Wolven pastors the North Columbus Baptist Church in Columbus, Ohio. Listen now as Al and Dan review and relate their experiences in hope of helping others who are taking an interest in ministry. Now, here is Tim Talks.
Welcome to Tim Talks. You probably want to know where I got that coffee, how much I paid for it.
No, I don't.
What I'm going to do with the change.
No, I don't. I'm telling
There's
you.
No wondering.
I am not a coffee person because I am not a coffee person. Pastor Stone, you should not be a coffee person.
Oh. Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot.
Yeah.
I should be a teetotaling,
absolutely.
Diet Coke drinking.
Tea and Diet
chocolate.
Coke. No, not hot chocolate because it's sugar-free.
Unsweetened.
And that stuff is terrible.
I know it is. It's colored water.
Terrible. You know,
gross.
You may as well drink the powder that you have to put in that stuff before you get a colonoscopy. Before you'd wind up drinking sugar-free hot chocolate.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've never had either. maybe you should drink coffee.
No,
it helps you.
Disagree with coffee. Therefore, you should not have coffee.
Yes, because you have an agenda.
I do.
You asked me on our last podcast, what do you do with people that say, why did you buy that at Home Depot? How come you paid that much? Here's what I did, and it worked pretty well. I said to that guy, I said, hey, would you do me a favor? Since you're up on that stuff, would you run around to about 8 or 10 different stores and get the best price on that object? And would you bring me that typed out so that I can compare and get the very best deal on that? And could you check warranties? And could you check all that? You know what? He did it once. And then after this, well, I just don't have time. Exactly. Neither do I. I went to Home Depot. It's right down the street. And once they realize, and I've prided, not prided myself, but I have tried to always get the very best deal that I can find on anything we buy for our church. And I had a pastor friend one time said, I try to save our church my salary every year in making wise purchases. And that's not a bad thing. It's not a bad idea. And because things have always been tight here financially, we've never had that church that had gazillions of dollars in the bank, and not many do. But I've said, I'm gonna do the very best I can.
Well, no, you'd wind up spending it. And I don't mean wasting it. I mean, if you had gazillion dollars in the bank, you'd have bearing precious seed going out everywhere. I mean, you know, that's
absolutely
what I mean. I don't mean you'd be wasteful.
Yeah. Well, I'd be driving a lawnmower instead of pushing one. I'll tell you that. What other agenda types have you faced in ministry?
I've dealt with people over the course of years where maybe their children in their youth department, they don't go any place that sells liquor ever. And
right.
So, you know, if we go to a bowling alley, even though we rent the bowling alley out, you know, mm-hmm. and we have our own music, there's nobody else there but the workers, because that bowling alley does sell liquor, not to us, then we shouldn't go bowling. You know, something like that.
Well, the fact that the pastor's over there standing there holding a glass in his hand probably threw him off.
Well, probably, because I was just the youth director at that time.
That's right. Dr. Thompson, what was he thinking?
You know, things like that, you know, and I've said, you know, well, so where do you go grocery shopping? Well, that's different. Oh,
yes.
Okay. So you can break your strong conviction. You know, maybe, you know, somebody grew up in a church that, you know, one guy said whenever I came here, he said, well, hope that we're going to sing all the verses of the hymns and not going to give the third verse to the devil. Well, you know, we may sing all 4 or 5 or 6 verses, but we may not. You know, I remember when we got our very first tracks here. And of course, we're in such dire, just we were in such dire financial situation, and we got our first track, and I was so proud of it. We couldn't afford it in color. We had to get it two color. And so, you know, here it is. And the guy comes up right after, you know, I mean, just as they come out and he goes, so there's no you in Savior.
Well, I agree with that.
No, I guess I missed it. Well, we ought to throw these away and order some more. You know, well, we're not going to do that. You know, we're going to give them out because I, even though I did not, you know, well, Savior is always in the Bible talking about Christ with a U. So if you don't have a U in there, you're not talking about Christ. Well, when we quote the verses in there, it's in there correctly. But if we're just talking about, well, we need to throw them away. You know, so there's people have their own agendas and want you to fit in their agenda. So in principle, what do?
You have to do the very best you can, number one. Number two, you have to do what the Lord tells you first. That's my son is somewhat right in that if God's called you to something and you know it's God, you've got to stick to your guns. And sometimes you just realize you're going to deal with people that are people. And the old adage is, the ministry would be great if it wasn't for the people. You're going to deal with people, and people have quirks, and people want attention. I have families that everything is a major drama. Because they live a very simple life, they have a very simple existence of life, and the only real excitement they get in life is when there's a problem. And so they come up with a problem like every day. There's something that they have to deal with, and you're gonna deal with those kind of people. Mm-hmm. And I think we're talking about the fatigue of the battle that can wear on you after a while, just trying to figure out the personality types and the quirks of people. And some of those that are going to just run to you all the time. Nothing's ever right. Nothing's ever. And it's not that they're upset with you. It's just they have to find some self-acknowledgement in something. And so that's what they do. So with those kind of people, I'm gracious and kind.
Yes.
But I don't put a lot of weight in what they say.
Right. I will take everything and analyze it. First of all, is what this complaint, is it true? Is it valid? Yeah. Have I done something wrong? And so I'll analyze it and try to consider and not just say, you're a crackpot or something, because it may be something they're going to have a perspective that actually is going to be helpful. If we do believe that every member in the body is there for a purpose, you know, they're going to have a different perspective that I think can be helpful. At the end of the day, that's what being a bishop and overseer is doing, is making the decisions.
Mm-hmm. You think of these things afterwards, but you know what would be good to say to a guy that comes and says, hey, there's no you in Savior? I'd say, how many of those do you want to order? Well, what do you mean? Well, if you want them, I'll order them if you want to pay for them. And a lot of times that will put a squelch on it right there. Yeah, I'll order as many as you want. You want 5, 10,000? They're cheaper by, the 5,000 increments. So it's going to be a couple $100. You get me the money and I'll order the tracks for you. That'll resolve some of that. And, let the guy know, yeah, I'm happy to help you. I'm happy to take care of that. But we don't have the funds to do it. We already spent the money on these. You'll have them and you can give them out to whoever you want to. So those kind of things.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I've learned this. However people deal with me is how I deal with them back sometimes. Like if people come and they're very blunt and very curt and very upfront, I give it right back the same way. If they come and they're very gracious and kind, I do it that way. And sometimes people just have that persona about them, or that's just the way they deal with things. And you've got to deal with it. They're not mad, or they're not attacking. It's just how they are. And sometimes you just have to say, no, there's no you in Savior. You can spell it that way in our language, but I understand it's that way in the Bible. When we open the Bible, it's right. So you can give it right back, or you can say, oh, man, you're right. We'll take care of that in the next printing. So different ways to deal with it.
I am more the kind of person that, well, I'm not, I try to be careful, first of all, in what I do. And so, every time we quote the Bible, we did make sure that the U was in Savior, but if it wasn't a quote, it still was not incorrect because it was a capital S. And so, you know, I take the attitude in the long term, with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And if I try to be kind and consider, I'm still going to be honest. I'm still going to be plain. I'm still not going to be deterred. You know, if what I'm doing I think is right, I'm definitely going to not change and not you know, some kind of decision that took some time to come up with, you know. But, you know, I try to be kind and understanding and forgiving. And, you know, that way generally our church is kind and understanding and forgiving whenever I make my mistakes, you know.
Right. And being that way, Brother Wolven, have you had people leave your church?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I've had people leave my church, and I've tried both ways. No matter what you do, sometimes people are just going to leave. And guys, get ready for that, understand that. You know, you it's hard to accept that, but I was just talking to a pastor friend. His dad pastors. His dad lost 100 people in 1 week. Mm-hmm. 100. I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine. Yes. You know, and it's relative on size sometimes, but when 20 people leave our church, that's huge. Mm-hmm. That's huge for our church. And let me ask you this. This is our question. At what point do we say as a pastor, it is me? People are leaving because of me. People are leaving because I am not good with people or I'm not handling things right. Is there a point where you have to be honest enough to say, I need to change or I need to go?
I think that the Lord's going to reveal it to you. I mean, you know, if you're not concerned, backdoor revival, you know, good riddance to you. There's could be a whole lot of reasons behind somebody reacting that way. When you're grieving in prayer and you're in the scriptures and you've gone in prayer much, much more, Lord, reveal to me. You know, Psalm says, oh, Lord, thou hast searched me and known me, and goes through the whole psalm. And then at the very end, the psalmist says, search me, O God, and know me, and see if there be any. See, God already sees, and through that whole psalm, he finally gets to the point of saying, Lord, I'm inviting this to reveal it to me. And so sometimes I think the Lord will show it. If somebody wants it, the Lord will show it.
I'll tell you, my advice is have great confidants. Have friends like a Dan Wolven. Have friends or staff members like a Mike Holland who are open and honest enough to say, hey, man, you blew it on that. Or, hey, buddy, stand strong. You're in the right.
Yeah.
I see what's going on. You know, somebody outside the situation that can be open and honest and objective. Oh my goodness, that's of great value to preacher. Find that guy. If it's a family member, if it's, you know, a classmate in college, if it's, you know, somebody you've worked with, find somebody that can objectively look at a situation and say, you know, tell me the truth. And they tell you, you blew it on that one. You need to make that right. And those kind of people can really, really help you in those kind of situations.
You know, there's a lot in the scripture that talk about having an understanding heart or being a person of understanding. Proverbs is full of verses like that. And I think one of the things that can help us is whenever you look at a person and some people have an agenda because they've had hurt in their life. And so because they've been wounded by someone that they trusted or admired or you know, they turned on them in the pulpit or whatever their situation was, you know, sometimes that's all they see. And so every time you preach a message that may be hard or seem like you're harsh, they're nervous because they remember how they felt when somebody did them wrong. And so you know, sometimes you have to look at that. Some people have had to leave a church maybe because they're standing for a particular doctrine and the church was wavering or changing, going progressive. And so, you know, for the next 5 to 9 to 12 years, they see that one doctrine all the time in every service. And so they're, you know, they get the yipes about that, you know, because that's all that they can see. So, you know, sometimes you just have to have an understanding heart also.
Yeah. Discernment is a huge thing, being able to discern a situation. That comes with time and experience. But discernment, I just looked up real quick, Malachi 3:18, then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. You have to learn discernment, and that, you know, some people I think have a natural ability. Some of it just comes from experience. And preachers, whether you're just starting out today or not, if you're sitting in the pew today listening to this and saying, oh man, I didn't know preachers went through that, be in prayer that your pastor has discernment. Help him with discernment. Be an advocate of good and right. Don't be one of those that just jumps on the bandwagon of somebody who's upset. Discernment is such a big thing. Pray for it daily.
Yeah. Do you think, is it common or uncommon for you to face a conflict every week, at least one conflict every week? Or is that uncommon?
That's uncommon for me.
Okay. It's common for me. I would say, you know, that probably within, out of the 52 weeks, there's maybe 8 that I don't have to try to somehow help somebody with some kind of conflict. Now, I don't mean they're all mad at me. But, you know, some kind of an issue, some kind of a conflict, some kind of a potential dynamite situation, you know, that you're trying to diffuse, whether in the church or in a family situation or trying to help. You know, I've got a lot of contact with a lot of other pastors now and trying to help them, you know, through different things. I mean, it is a common thing that we're just seeing this, and we deal with this all the time. And invariably, here's how Satan works. And for those that are listening, somebody is dealing with maybe something very specific, very, very difficult. And seems like right on the heels of that, somebody comes along with something very personal against you. Mm. And then on the heels of that, somebody comes up saying something like, how come we're using red, white, and blue in our tracks and we're not using green and yellow? Mm-hmm. And that's usually when you pop a cork, is with the people that have the agenda that is so trivial, and we're foolish and stupid to do that, to wind up, you know, making that the issue. Just because we're dealing with such pressure, and prayer, meditation, listening to other people's sermons, hearing the Bible on MP3, good gospel songs. You know, pastors, we need that a lot. We need it a lot.
Yeah. I was going to say this in closing, that those things that we've talked about in these last 3 podcasts are all distractions of the devil. They are planned attacks, distractions that will fatigue you in the heat of the battle, and you'll want to lay the sword down. Don't do it. Charge on. Get around some good guys. Have somebody you can laugh with. Find somebody that you can pick up the phone and laugh with. You've got to find that, guys, or you're going to lose your mind.
Have fun with your family.
You got to have fun.
Yes.
Fun with your family, your friends, some church members, you know, get away a little bit. You've got to do that. This has been an awesome week of cast, and I hope it's been helpful for some guys. You know, just listening to ourselves, I think, oh man, guys are going to quit. Guys are going to want to leave the ministry. No, let's maybe next week talk about some great things that come about and some positive things of pastoring that maybe will balance this up
a little
bit. Because
we'll take
there are
3 minutes
so many great
next
things.
Week and talk about all
yeah,
the
3
good.
Minutes to talk about the great things. I don't think we'll need that long. Guys, stay at it.
Amen.
You know, you're gonna get discouraged. Know it, but just go on. Go on for Christ. It'll get better. I promise. It'll get better as it goes. Just stay at it. I'm Al Stone of St. Thomas.
This is Dan Wolven in Columbus, Ohio. God bless. Please give us a rating, a review, and subscribe. Tell your friends too.
Or we'll get discouraged and quit. I'm going home. I'm taking my ball and going home. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, with new podcasts added each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. To learn more about your hosts, Dr. Al Stone and Pastor Dan Wolven, you can visit us at timtalks.com. That's TIIM Talks.com.